What's up, guys? TruckDriver101.com. Big Ken here. Let's get down to business. This is going to be a real quick one. I had a relative pass away. Sad thing. But this relative did everything online. Now, the flaw of doing everything online is, number one, when you do everything online, there's no paper record. Now, the problem with that is that you may think that's a great thing, but here's the problem. Yes, you have access on your cell phone, mobile, all those things, but also you're screwed, your family, if something happens to you. Because let's say you crash your truck. Well, your cell phone and laptop and your tablet will be in your truck. How is somebody supposed to know the websites where you bank and everything else? You need to keep those records in a safety deposit box that the people who are important in your life, or at least a lawyer or somebody, can actually get to and take care of for you. Two, you need to keep accurate records of what's in your bank account, because during the time of this person's passing, their bank has sent two letters, not one, two letters, different banks that have been compromised servers. So if somebody hacked the accounts, fucked around with the money, there's no way for me or anyone to know, right? Who are the important people in this person's life? So their kids can get the proper things that they're supposed to get. And this could happen to you, right? So that's really important. Keep records, monthly records of all your deposits, so those things are known to everybody. Three, I know a lot of people say, well, you know what, keep your codes and you put them in your will. That doesn't really work, because when those servers, those two banks that got compromised, were compromised, automatically they took his codes and they said every one of them has to be redone. So for some people, they're probably going to have to go into the bank to actually get it done, right? And that's pretty fucked up. So that's just real. That's just reality. So every month in your safety deposit box or wherever, you know, someplace that you know is safe or in your house, you need to have the record of your deposits on paper, because paper can't get hacked. You know what I'm saying? And that is the most important thing for every truck driver out there to do. And that way, if something happens to you, your wife, your significant other, whoever, has accurate records of what the fuck is going on and what goes to babies and what goes to kids. And that shit needs to be written down. The digital age is great. Don't get me wrong. I'm not anti-computer. I like accessing my accounts and everything. But you got to be realistic. I mean, this shit, in a way, is kind of fucking poison. You know what I'm saying? It's not very helpful long term when you think of like tragedies happening and all the codes to this shit is in your head, you know? So long story short, look, guys, get a safety deposit box or put records in your office and make sure you have copies of paper records every month of your deposits. So if your kids have to go to the bank, God forbid, and collect because you died out on the road or something like that, or you just died at home if you got a regular job, you know exactly what's supposed to be there. Because right now, I'm guessing these banks are going to tell the truth. You know, I was going to try to call and pose as him, but that's not going to work. You know what I mean? I don't know all his information and all about his car and all that crap, but here's the reality, right? You gotta be realistic with this stuff. You gotta understand that technology is nice, but it's new and we haven't figured all these things out yet. So until we do, I would definitely suggest you take paper records and keep up with them every single month. It's definitely something I need to do because most of my shit is in my head, you know? All right, guys, truckdriver101.com, Big Ken. Hopefully that helps you.